SHM 738.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Yeah, good morning. WSHM 738.
Yep, good morning. Let me get my coffee. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49.
Yep, good morning.
I don't know if you heard yesterday evening, but somebody out here was playing music, and of course, when they end key and I hear Scott trying to blame you for it, it's like, oh, geez.
No, I did hear this on a recording. Actually, I think somebody played music, and then he said, "There you go, Melody, keep poking that there." Like, I don't know if they, you know, who knows what they think, right? This guy's obviously got some brain damage, so who knows what they think at any given point. I think he was referring to their playing music because of me, but I hadn't been on. I think I keyed up one time when I was home for a minute or two. Somebody played the siren after I made a call or something. For you, probably, or Sam. And I said, oh, there you go. 5 more minutes, they'll be playing music, because that's what they do. They're texting people, he's on, he's on. So look it, you know, I'm not worried about Scott Hubble. I know he's threatened me. It's a matter of public record. And that's a different issue. Other than that, you know, there's something wrong with the guy. Period dot. He's a jammer. He makes unidentified transmissions like the thing you heard. I guarantee he never identified that station yesterday.
No.
There you go. Illegal. There's no cost to these people. It's not his license. It's under his wife's name.
Well, they shouldn't let people piggyback. I mean, wife, whoever, et cetera, et cetera.
It shows you how somebody can be rent-free in somebody's head, right? He doesn't like being talked about, but I wasn't even on yesterday when that happened. But yet, I'm in his head, right? And they'll tell you it's the other way around, but by preponderance of the evidence, just listen to them. You know, listen to what these people do, you know. They're sick in the head, period, dot. The problem is, you know, at some point, who's going to make the bad move?
Yeah, anyway, I just figured I'd throw it out there. I'm like, yeah, I thought maybe you were listening, but no, you weren't. So, yeah, they, I guess it's your fault because someone's playing music. Whatever.
People are sick in the head, and Scott Hubble is one of them, so. I say this because he's jamming, he's cussing out here, making unidentified transmissions, talk about people that aren't even out there at the time. You know, I understood it happened like around 5:30. You know, I had keyed up at 2:30 calling for Sam when somebody played this bullfang siren. Tanya, these people, there's something wrong with them. He doesn't like being talked about, but he likes doing all this stuff. I just call him out over it. Right? You don't hear us swearing. You don't hear us saying them. It's all happening to our group, and it's coming from their group. Period. Dot. Hey, he has options. He's got that big of a problem with me. He knows how to solve it. That's simple. As far as the FCC goes, they need to give him and his buddies a $10,000 fine. You watch how fast they straighten up then.
Yeah. But you haven't heard of nothing like that in the last decade or so.
Say that again?
You haven't heard of, you know, something like that happening in, like, the last decade or so or longer, you know, giving out $10,000 fines?
Yeah, they do to some hams, extreme cases they do. They say, give the license back or $10,000.
I think I did read somewhere where somebody on HF was, you know, playing music and jamming and all that, and they, I think they did issue him like a $10,000 fine or something.
Yeah, these are extreme cases that have been going on for years and years and years, and look at all the illegal activity that happens over on the other band, right? I could nail them there right and left.
True. Very true.
All right, give me a few minutes. I'll be back. WSHM 738.
Okay, I'll be here sipping on my coffee. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
You know, that's the whole funny thing, Mike, that they're screaming and screaming and screaming and because of their hatred for a few people, and they're doing all the illegal stuff out here, all of it, and then crying about the other people. It's amazing. They want to say anything about it, they'd still do it, Mike. That's what started all this. Right, at least here. Right, all their wrongdoings. But you point them out, you catch them red-handed, and they cry. And they use that for the excuse to jam people.
I know. Go figure. WRWB 49. Yeah, that's how it goes. And usually the ones that they yell the loudest are the ones that are most guilty anyway, so it just goes to show right there who's guilty.
Oh, yeah, he ran the jammer on 11 meters, too, right from over there, 696 and 94. And how many months did he do that for? They all do it. Now, what's the difference here? He got caught doing it here. Like I said, birds of a feather all flock together. Look at Eli. He put a jammer over there by John, then he put it over there by 15 and Little Mac, where his girlfriend had some relative there or sister or something. I heard him talking about going over there for like Christmas Eve or Christmas or one of the holidays, right? That's where a jammer ended up. And then it ended up right next door to your neighbor, the one they know you don't like. So tell me they're law-abiding citizens.
Yep, I know it. What? I don't. Oh, man. People are just sick in the head, that's all.
They're just some real pieces of work, and they need to get fined for their illegal activity on licensed services, especially the ones that are keying up here without license. They need to get something down on the mat. $10,000 fine will change their attitude for a short time.
You had an HT in there trying to walk over you, but you won the argument.
Well, there you go. They're in there doing just what they do every damn day. Point in case.
What, are we supposed to get some rain today? Looks pretty cloudy out there right now.
Only from like 6 to 11.
Okay, no, I can handle that.
No Sam this morning, probably sleeping in.
Yeah, usually he's up around this time, but that or he's on the phone with his buddy early this morning. Who knows?
Yeah, probably doing that. Yeah, I went out and cut the grass last night, the rest of it. I do the front with a push one, and then I do the zero turn all the way on the sides and then back. So took care of that because we're going to get rain today, and then it's going to get colder for a few days. So I figured I'd reset the timer on the grass there.
Yeah, that'll help with, you know, with this rain, and it'll come in nice and, you know, green and fresh.
Yeah, it's growing at pretty good levels these days, you know, nice and cool, not real hot, sunny, a little bit of rain, you know. It's growing at leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I got in my lawn, I got to take care of them. Starting to get those, self-worn flowers. It's like, darn it.
Oh, the yellow daisies.
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. Oh, boy, it's like, darn it. Well, just get out there with the weed puller and take care of it.
The South Warren yellow hibiscus.
The one that produces sour milk. It's like,
I'll get ready to get rolling here this morning, so I'll catch you in a bit. WSHM 738.
All right. I'll still be here. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
I looked at the weather there, Mike, and it's even less rain than they said yesterday, so there you go. Yeah, never know. WSHM 738, the mobile. Non-identified as non-jammer. See what I mean? That's why I identify as a non-jammer.
Yep, WRWB 49. Where's that Charlie at this morning? I haven't heard him keyed up yet.
WSBT 754, dragging my happy ass to work. Why is it happy? Because it's day. Yeah, only a hump day. Yeah, here comes the rain you just talked about. Sit, I mention it, and it happens. Tell me it's going to be sunny.
It's like the Arrhythmics, you know, saying, you know, here comes the rain again.
You're the regular old Casey Kasem of this repeater. Stop it, Ed. I'm sure I'm covering that up. You are.
It's not hard to do when you get a high-powered radio.
Well, that, and I just drove past the repeater.
Well, there you go.
We got a boatload of work going on, and I just get on the freeway and get a text from my best worker saying she's not coming in today. Oh, boy. Your workload went up. Yeah, by 3 machines plus the ones I'm running, and I got another one to set up. That's why I'm so happy. Well, keep it in perspective. You're one day closer to Friday. In your case, this week, Saturday. Tomorrow's my birthday, and I'm getting too old for this kind of stuff. Oh, what digit do you flip? 64? Yes, sir. And keep it up. It'll be one more year from now. Very nice. Well, happy birthday. I'll try to remember it for tomorrow, but just in case I'm covered. Yeah, don't make no difference to me. Just another day. Just want to get closer to get this over with. Yeah, I took it upon myself. I see a few raindrops on the window now, sprinkles, really, but took it upon myself to cut the back grass and the sides yesterday, so I got that all taken care of, reset the timer on that. I got to deal with this over the next 4 or 5 days. So it can go ahead and rain, but you know, they said this morning, I was telling Mike that it's not going to be that much rain today. Barely anything, I think, but you know, for whatever they forecast, you never know. Yeah, I broke out the lawnmower, the trimmer, the edger, and everything yesterday. Got the front done. And that's when I ran out of gas. In the lawnmower or physically? For you? Yeah, out of me. That was enough. Hey, Mike, maybe you need to buy one of them battery-operated robot lawnmowers.
I wouldn't trust that thing with a 10-foot pole. You know, I know Still makes one. Husqvarna's got one. Nah.
Nothing like a Roomba for your lawn, huh?
Right. You know, what if the thing decides, oh, I'm going to take off? You know, what happens then?
Cut your neighbor's lawn, or at least one stripe of it. You know, you people really need to get a life. It includes you, Scott Hubble.
He's a dick, Politi.
Ain't nothing you're gonna do about it, Hubble. One of these days, you're gonna get a $10,000 fine. And I can't wait. Don't think they don't already know about you, because they do.
Where'd you go there, Charlie?
I was just banging through a couple of lights and turns, construction, you know. Well, I'm still here listening to the fool. WSHM 7. Pretty good right now. It started to come down a little bit, WSBT 754.
It doesn't even look like much over here is happening in my neck of the woods.
It wasn't at my house neither, but it is now. $4.39 for gas.
Well, that's highway robbery right there. That's somebody price gouging.
South Warren pricing, buddy. $4.27 up in my neighborhood. I'm looking at $4.04 now and trying to get excited about it. Unbelievable. I'm going to have to ask for another raise.
Right, that robot job don't pay enough.
That's right. Pays more than sitting at home jamming people on the radio, I could tell you that. How long do they think they're going to get away with this? That's the only question I have at this point. How long do they think they're going to get away with it? Sam, you in there this morning? Get a job, man. Do your favor and get a job. 20. Man. Back just 1 minute.
WB 49.
Bunch of chickens.
lady, shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. Quit dragging my name into it.
Set a fire escape. The comment in here. Yesterday evening. Set a fire station. Not asking for your friends to identify, they're not gonna. You made the audio transmission here with your voice, and you didn't identify, just like yesterday evening. Identify that station, Hubble. Give your wife's call sign. It's required.
Hey, Bolitti, won't you have some respect for people? Quit dragging my name into it. I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting here. Quit dragging my... You're breaking the rules by dragging my name into it. I'm not doing nothing. You're over here stirring up shit is all you're doing, Bolitti. Stop fucking dragging my name into it, Bolitti.
Identify that. And said something. I'm referring to. Moment.
Every day, man, your life is 50 first dates, man. You forget about the 10, 20 years that you've been messing with people. Now they're messing back. So suck it up, baby boy.
Make good on your threat. Good on your threat. Part of it. Bad liar. Get on your threats, Hubble. That's what I'm telling you. You and your out here, unidentifying cousins, swearing, jamming. Hi, WSHM. We'll see you later.
Yeah, we'll catch you later. WRWB 649.
WSHF 567, morning time, monitoring.
Good morning there, Sam.
Hey, Mike.
Nothing much is going on. Just the same old usual out here.
I covered the van last night. No longer here.
Getting something different?
Yeah, one of my friends has a pickup truck. He said I could get it from him at a good price, so I'm going to get it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I'm going to take a standby here for a little bit. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSHF 567. Hey, Mike, you have a good morning. I'll be listening.
WRWI357.
WSHS 567 monitoring.
WRWB 49.
WRVV 525.
WSHM 738, I like little boys. WSIG 39, listening.
WRWH 592 is on air and monitoring mobile.
WSEU 202. Good afternoon.
Detroit repeater, this is Chris commuting on my way home. I am turning from Davison to I-75. How's I-75 looking? WSMF 861, Chris.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
Hey, good afternoon, Sam, WSHM 738. How you doing?
Just let me know if I'm coming in clear. I think
good, well, thanks for asking. How you doing? I'm all right.
Signal
all right, good deal.
WSMF 861, Chris.
Just a rainy Wednesday.
The jamming again.
That's all they ever do. Persistent enough. Easy pickings for getting busted. I didn't ask for your resume in life. Got quite a group helping them all out these days, don't they?
Yeah, but it was us been them the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Look, all with a bunch of low-class people. I mean, obvious thing.
They're just trying to let you know what their possession is, that's all.
Just keep asking the pertinent question, how much does that pay an hour?
From the sounds of it, I think he doesn't get free.
Well, it's quiet out here until you and I teed up, and then the stuff starts. Because they wait. The patient need a room.
WSHF 567 monitoring. I'll be listening to Paul. I ain't gonna talk much, but I'll listen.
Alright, WSHF
WSIJ 839 with me.
There are no lost dogs out here, so you can stop the whistling.
WSHF 567. Still out here, Paul?
WSHM 798. Is it going slow? It's rainy out. Roads are wet.
It's a little wet out, for sure.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All it can be.
Mike must be working hard.
Alright, Joe.
Is somebody trying to double with me?
I think so.
So jamming, they're trying to jam me.
Yeah, same stupid people.
Alright, well, I'll talk to you a little later. I gotta make this stop here. WSHM 738.
Alright, I'll be listening. WSHM 567. It's going to be a great day when they come knocking on your door and they give you a hefty fine. WSHF 567, told you so. Where are you at, WRWB 489? WSHF 567 calling.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Afternoon, Mike. WSHF 567.
What's going on there, Sam?
I've not seen much today. Paul was out here yelling for you a little while ago.
I was still working at the time. But I'm not working now. Anyway, just heading off to my next assignment here. I'm going to break in between.
Joe. Yeah, I kind of figured that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'll talk to you in a minute. I'm out here. I'm listening. And, different day, same stuff. You know how it goes.
Yep, I hear you. Oh, here we go. Afternoon time siren.
Huh. Good evening, McComber Peter. This is Chris from Royal Oak. I know I might be coming in a little bit static over there since I'm so far away from the computer, but I will also be standing by and monitoring a building that WSHF 861 Chris.
I hear you hit there, you're a little light in the repeater, but I mean, I got you in there.
Yes, I have been experimenting with different antenna configurations to help me get across there. Right now, I'm using a 41-inch DMRS antenna with a little bit of coax cable and a VNC adapter so I can plug it into my radio and whatnot. But I am upgrading to a slightly more powerful handheld, hopefully later today. We'll see how soon Amazon can get it to my place.
There you go. Or you could just go the route of buying a power supply, an outdoor antenna, and a mobile rig.
That's true. I've always wanted to get one of those DMRS base stations, at least for the vehicle, but I guess in my room there's really not too many places to mount this antenna, and it's already as high as I can get it while touching the ceiling.
Just running this cheap QB25 here by Radio Oddity. It's nothing special. I mean, it took me three times before they sent me a good radio, but you know, it gets in, it does the job. I mean, it's not perfect, but, you know, it's not the cheapest.
I'd say it's a pretty fair price range for what it is, too. How many watts does that radio have, by curiosity?
I think on UHF here, it does about 20 to 25. That's about it. That's at, you know, peak. So.
Well, I can tell you that's a lot more powerful than my little 5-watt handheld. Besides the cable beating, like, the antenna and all the sensors. And it still leaves me home somewhere on that, too. The next radio I'm getting is a 10-watt one. It might not make too much of a difference, but hopefully all these extra collapse I have attached won't be too much of a difference to that one compared to what I currently have.
I hope my radio fits the repeater better than that one.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can hear you pretty decently over here in Royal Oak. That repeater is a lot of heavy lifting to reach out over here, but your voice is coming up pretty clear.
This is just a TIG radio, a handheld walkie-talkie.
That radio works good. I mean, you get in.
I mean, I don't see why you get in. It's time for the bus stop. Say bye.
Bye.
And she could say goodbye because she lives in the household.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day at school, too. I know that's what I do with my brothers, since we are on the same family. I let him use my call sign, but he has to put his name at the end of that.
Well, I'm with Grandpa, and the other kids, the older grandkids, are off at school, and her little sister's here with me. She's three. She's pretty smart for three, so, yeah. Anyhow, WSHF 567 clear. I'll be monitoring, but I'm clear.
Sam, we'll catch you later.
Yep, catch you later, Mike.
It was nice to hear both of you two on here as well. I'll also be going down to monitoring and standing by, also clear. This is WSMF 861 Chris from Royal Oak.
All right there, Chris. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by unless Charlie's in there. Negative copy on WSBT 754. WRWB 49 will be standing by. About that WSDQ 996. You are a copy. WRWB 49.
You mean WSDQ 754?
Oh, I was calling for Polly. I called for you, you didn't answer, so I was calling for Polly, but he probably isn't going to come out here. He always listens, but he'll never key that mic up.
Yeah, I just jumped in the truck and ready to get out of here.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, listening in.
Hello, Shelby Township. This is Chris from Royal Oak, WSMF861. I know I come across a little bit staticky, but I am kind of far away with what I have as a business.
Chris, you're a little soft, but I can hear every word you're saying. You're coming in good, but coming in weak.
Gotta love a little 5-watt handheld. I'm surprised that he's even able to reach all the way, but hopefully I'll have a more powerful radio by the end of today. I ordered one online, and it should have just a little more punch to it.
Yeah, copy that. I got the DB20 in my car, and I got the Ocean 1000G Plus. That's a 50-watter. That's my home base.
Oh, yeah, that's the second radar I've heard people are using from Radiotomy, so I might have to consider saving up for one of those, too. I know it's a recent radio purchase I'd like to kind of hold off for a little bit, but that will definitely be added to my wish list.
I copy that. Ocean's a good product. I even just got their handheld, Ocean handheld, and that does really good.
Well, I'll definitely be doing some research on that as well. I know the radio I'm getting tonight is going to be a 10-watt radio, which might not make too much of a difference, but hopefully with the setup I have, it will at least punch through a little better.
DB20 for the money to have in my car does really well. I really didn't want to put a real expensive radio in my car, take the chance of somebody breaking in and taking it.
That's true. I always bring my handheld, and whenever I have to leave my vehicle, I just hide it under a seat. But I think a base station will be a lot more, at least customized, better for the vehicle, and maybe I can even install it in my room where I am currently.
Yeah, copy that. I got into GMRS about a year ago, and I started off with the real cheap handheld, and I did that to see if I would like and get into it. So, yeah, I'm liking it, and I'm getting into it, so that's why I stepped up and got an Ocean.
For sure. I only started this hobby a month ago, and I'm really loving it right now. I'm actually working on getting my technician exam license at the moment. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks I'll be able to take the exam.
Yeah, I wish you luck on the exam. I don't want to get that sophisticated. I just want to be simple. Well, I got GMRS, and then I bought a CB just as a backup. So... But anyway, I'm at my destination, so it's nice to chat with you, and WSGG 772, we are clear after you.
Thank you, 772. It was nice to meet you today. This is WSMF861, Chris, clearing and monitoring.
Chris, where did you say you're coming in from? This is WSBT 754.
This is Chris. I'm coming in from the Royal Oak area. The specific place where I'm located has a lot of houses and trees, so it's a little more difficult for my signal to go through all the way over to Macomb. WSMF 861, Chris.
No, that ain't too bad, really, for a little 5-watt handheld. A little light on the audio, but yeah, you're fully readable. Name here is Charlie.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Charlie.
Pick it up, Mike.
So yes, hopefully within the next couple of weeks I will be getting that scan license, and then we can work on upgrading equipment after that. WSMF861, Chris. I'll be going to monitoring.
OK,
Okay, Chris, you have yourself a good night. Pleasure to meet you. We'll do it again. WSBT 754. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on, Joey?
Trying to pound through this traffic, man. All this construction, everything down to one lane.
Yep, I hear you, man. That sucks, but, you know, you'll get through it.
Yeah, then they're starting out with construction on the freeway and getting that down to one lane nowadays, so getting on there is a little bit of a trick. That lasts up to about just before Shook or Harper or something like that. I don't know. That time of year, buddy.
Yep, I hear you, man. It's all over.
Yeah, they're doing, redoing 13 Mile east of Gratiot. Looks like they're going a little ways past Little Mac. I don't know, but... Yeah, they're rebuilding that right now, so they got everything down to one lane right there.
Yeah. Around here, up here, it's not so bad.
Yeah, and they're also doing Gratiot to Marysville, so they got everything down there boxed up, man. It's everywhere I go, it's orange barrels.
I hear you, man. Well, listen, I gotta jump out of here. I gotta get in here and finish up. So I will catch you tomorrow.
All right, man. Have a good night. We'll catch you in the morning. WSBT 754.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB. 49 and we'll be clear. Catch y'all later.
W-I-S-S-9. I hear you in there, Tim, but you're breaking up. I don't know if you're going away or coming closer, but you're barely readable.
Yes, I am. I'm over in Canada about
Okay, I got you're over in Canada out of that. That was it. So, yeah, you're barely making it into the machine, buddy.
I'm just waving a hand.
Alright, be careful. We'll catch you in the morning someday. WSBT 754.
How's the romper room?
It's bouncy.
Anybody use this one anymore?
WSAL 946 monitoring.
That's what I thought.
This is Chris from Royal Oak. I'm testing out the new radio I finally got with my current antenna configuration. How do I sound over there? WFMF 861 Chris.
Chris, this is Sam, WSHS 567. I was listening earlier, much better.
Sweet, thank you so much. This is very exciting because now I have 10 watts to use at my disposal instead of 5. And this new radio is pretty cool. I just have to be careful when I'm in the ham mode not to accidentally transmit because I don't have a ham license yet. But I just finished programming all the GMRF stuff in it and we should be all good to go.
Sounds good and loud. I guess I would say the repeater and, yeah, it sounds good. I hear you good. You're not low and fuzzy like you were. So, yeah, your new radio's working for you. Anyways, they call me Sam. I'm over here in Warren, 9 in Van Dyke, and I'm a Smologen technician, and I'm a grandpa. What are you, a kid on your daddy's radio? What's going on over there?
Yes, I'm Chris, and I'm a part-time tax preparer for the Accounting Aid Society right now. So it's really fun stuff I get to do, and I figured in my spare time around college and whatnot, might as well get into the ham, or more accurately, the GMRS radio side of things, too, just to have a small hobby to do while I can do homework.
Right on. Nice talking to you. Enjoy. WSHF 567, I got to be clear. I got to go close my garage and it's dinner time. Have a good day.
Thank you for helping me out and enjoy your dinner. WSMF 861 Chris, standing by and monitoring.
Nice talking with you, Chris. I'll talk to you another day some other way. WSHF 567 clear.
Hey, Chris. 861, I do believe. WSAL 946 here. Where did you say you were located, sir?
I'm located over here in Royal Oak. I was previously using a Baofeng UV5G Pro, and from what I'm told on this repeater, it was very staticky and quiet, whereas now I have a K5 Plus, so they're going to see receptions a lot better.
Still a little static, but you're hitting the repeater just dandy. It's working.
As long as I'm not a burden to hear, I think this walkie-talkie is doing pretty decently then.
No, it sounds fine. It's funny. A burden to hear. Some people cut in and out and keep asking questions and you just can't communicate sometimes. They just don't realize the radio isn't performing.
Yeah, I sometimes hear people on repeaters that are really hard to hear too, and I just don't want to be a part of that problem myself too. But I'm glad this radio is a little better. Again, if it's ever too staticky, please let me know. See if I can reposition the antenna if need be.
I'm out of Royal Oak. Doing pretty good. I'm in Roseville, so you're from Royal Oak to the Mount Clemens repeater. You're doing well.
my current setup has a 41-inch antenna with a SMA extension cable that's only 3 feet, and then a BNC connector to connect it directly to my radio. I'm sure the 10 watts is definitely overcoming any resistance that used to be in all that cabling, and it's also allowing the antenna to have a little more punch in the atmosphere too.
Well, yeah, so you're on a handheld with a makeshift or mobile antenna, or house antenna, are you?
Technically, it's one of those tape measure tactical antennas, and the reason I added the extensions is so that I can not put so much strain on the radio itself when I'm holding it.
Yeah, are you sitting indoors right now, or are you outside?
I'm currently sitting indoors. I do have the antenna as high off the ground as I can get it, and it's literally touching the ceiling. But I'm glad that from across the house, from all the way here to Mount Clemens, that we can get a pretty clear signal. I consider that a win.
Heck yeah, most definitely. Anyway, WSIL 946, I just wanted to chime in there and say howdy. My name is Ralph. WSIL 946, I'm gonna go clear up yours.
Well, it's nice to meet you today, Ralph, and I'm Chris. WSMF 861, I'm clear.
WSDU 202 to WSIL 946.
Who?
Can you say who?
Who? Yeah, hey, 946 here, what's up, 202?
I just thought I'd chime in and ask you how this new one's sounding your way.
It's sounding real good. What'd you get? What is it?
Oh, I just added 50 foot to the antenna, that's all.
Well, you're coming in here like you're sitting right next to me, man.
There you go. That's all. Everybody else was chiming in. I thought I'd give you a shout. That's it. Other than that, Ralph, how you doing, man? You all right today?
Yeah, I'm good. One of my daughters came by. I got a haircut. She gave me a haircut today. She's in my little summer thing going on. Yeah, so it's been good. Pretty good.
Just in time for the snowfall, I'll be dang.
I do own a couple of hats, you know. I hate hats. I really don't like putting a hat on, but you need it, you need it.
Well, there you go. Any luck on your toolboxes?
I'm still hoping for the end of this week. I mean, we got a little rain today. Tuesday, they got it forgotten about. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe, hopefully, by the end of the week here.
Yeah, I kind of forgot what you had said last time we talked, so I thought I'd ask again.
Well, you know, if you're going to set up a, make a bolt and things, set up a shop for that, get you a little lathe or something. I got some things. Well, you check it out when I get my stuff fixed.
Yeah, I finally got my respiratory system here in check, man. You know, all that cement mixing, all that dust, plus getting that cold, man. That wasn't good for me, man, but doing 100% better today, that's for sure.
just tough, you know. It's like wearing a hat all the time. I just, but you know, with that dust, man, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You can't have that paper shit. You gotta put a real one on.
I'm not running miles yet, but I can bend down and tie my boots, that's for sure.
Just to make sure the old lady don't slap you in the ass when you're doing it. Well, that's what they just
meant. Bang my head on the wall. You got that. All right, Ralph. Well, I'm going to clear out of here, man. I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing, WSCU 202, and we'll be clear on your final.
All right, Scott. All right, man, be good. WSAL 946. I'll be just listening around.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WRWV 489, WSHM 738.
What on? WRWV 489.
What is the good word about this wonderful spring weather we're having, huh?
Looks like it's really dark off to the west, like extremely dark. Off towards the east, a little lighter.
Well, it is what it is. Bunch of weather moving in. Rain sprinkled throughout the state. Wow, isn't that great?
Get it, you got a bull thing. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I take it you're done for the night?
I'm all finished.
Yeah, okay. Very good. I think it's going to cool down here for a few days, so.
That's what they were saying, and like, what, the 40s or something? Or even lower?
I don't know. Just a general cool down for a few days, I guess. Are you roughly?
I'm at my home QTH.
Okay, you're already home. All right, so let me hold you up if you're trying to get in the house there.
Got nothing to do. I just pulled in. I just pulled in here, and that's about it.
Yeah, okay.
Mike, have a good night. WFHF 567. Paul, you as well. I'm turning this thing off. You guys have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Sam, have a good night. Maybe catch you in the morning there.
We'll catch you later.
Man, they're really trying. Good luck.
The facts on AMT that might be indicative of that.
Yeah, they're really trying, but you're just walking all over it. You're signal one.
Well, maybe somebody testing out there and new antenna, or their new heist for their antenna, maybe trying to get a radio check.
Well, as long as it's at 25 feet from the tip to the base, you're all good.
Well, there you go. Payday, so I'm just coming back from dinner here. I figured I'd treat myself. I've been such a good person, helping little old ladies cross the street. And donating to the mentally handicapped.
Oh, there you go. All right. Sounds like a good deal.
Good thing to do that, Mike. Well, gave it time once or twice years ago. Do my I wish I had that kind of evening. Man, I'm lucky into the...
And now they had to bring out the big guns. Oh, boy.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet?
I had that kind of time, you know, just sit around all day and do nothing and just collect a check once a month.
And unbelievable. Right, well, I'm not far from home, actually, Mike, so I'll let you get going there and we'll let the children have it to play out by themselves. They're lonely individuals. Station
730. All right, I'll catch you on the HD. I'll be listening there. All right, WRWB 49 will be clear.
We do have rules in romper room. No throwing sand in each other's eyes. Get the toys in the... Hit the other kid with them. Abide by the rule. And using stakes D. WSHM's.
WRWX 221. WSEU 202, good evening. Good afternoon, let's sit down and give this radio a test run. WSEU 202, good evening.
That's a good test run, sir. Loud and clear. WRVT 771.
Thank you very much, 771. Have a great night.
You do the same, sir.